Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did the dark entity in the house bring them bad luck, or was it all just a horrible coincidence?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You could write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could get ad-free versions of the show, become a premium subscriber. You will also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can do it through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper today.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy fall.
Hey, it's still summer here.
Oh, well, it's fall over here.
In your house, in your room, it definitely is, actually.
Oh, yeah, by far. I have Thomas the pumpkin pillow over here.
And Harper's got her little studio set up in her bedroom, so it's perfect.
Yes,
so
great.
We get a little privacy. And good news, because you now are playing tennis, which is what you wanted to do. You wanted to take tennis lessons, and you're taking tennis lessons.
Yes, and I'm very happy about tennis lessons.
Do you enjoy it so far?
I do. I really do. I'm not that good. I'm good enough to make contact with the ball, but I make contact with the ball and send it into other courts.
That's the thing about
with
tennis.
With children playing?
Yeah. And it's, for me, I was constantly chasing my tennis ball because I took tennis in college. Then I switched to racquetball. I never had to chase the ball down very far because it all stayed in the court. But you know, with your lessons, you'll get better at that.
Yeah, I know.
You get to where you can control your racket better. And
I'm just not good with aim, like at all, with anything, not even with throwing, like normally.
Well, you're going to get it. That's what you got the lessons for. They're going to teach you that, so I would offer to play you in tennis, but you would whip my butt even at this point.
No, I really want it.
Awesome. I could beat you in something.
Oh, if it was badminton, though, that's a different story.
Oh, next time I come, it's on.
I will beat you at badminton.
Okay. We're going to wager, a friendly wager, like ice cream or
something.
Oh, this
is friendly? I didn't think it was friendly.
Okay, gosh darn it. It's not going to be friendly after all. Okay.
It's never friendly.
So here is a story. It says, I have plenty of stories that only the paranormal could explain. Many things happened to me growing up, not so much now that I'm an adult. I'm not sure if they're all connected. Like if I might have an entity following me or if my mother and I just have a knack for picking haunted places to live. I've moved around a lot and growing up I lived in about a dozen or more different places throughout my 24 years. So I'll tell you about a place I lived the longest, which also happened to be the most haunted. This already sounds creepy.
Yeah.
We moved in when I was about 9 years old and stayed until I was 15. I immediately felt uneasy in my room, especially at night. I often felt that heavy feeling of dread that someone was watching me. The feeling would get so overwhelming that I would often bolt out of my room straight into my mom's to stay till morning. I didn't actually start seeing things until she started dating this guy who I hated. He was very mean and would lock my mother's door at night so I couldn't get in when I was scared. How could he do that to a poor child? Sometimes in the middle of the night, you gotta go to your parents' room. One night when I was locked out of my mom's room, I decided to spend the night on the couch instead of my room. This is interesting about this house. It says there were no hallways in this house. Each room just led directly out of the living room. So if all doors were open, you could see into every room in the whole house from the couch in the living room. Isn't that an interesting setup? I've never really heard of anything quite like that.
Yeah, there's a very interesting setup. But I feel like that's like a perfect setup for something haunted to happen. I don't know why, I just feel like it is.
And it's interesting because she or he felt safer going into the living room, even though it's kind of all like, if you got the door open, you could still see into the bedroom. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. The only room without a doorway at all was the dining room slash kitchen. A horizontal beam protruded from the ceiling that separated the kitchen from the dining room. My mother left a red lamp on at all times in the kitchen. So if something was in the kitchen, their shadow would be cast on the beam and easily visible from the couch in the living room.
Why not just keep a light on?
Maybe she liked the red light.
But red lights are so creepy at night. Like, sometimes my sister has red LED lights on in her room because she gets migraines a lot, and apparently that helps. And, like, it gets so creepy in her room because, like, you can see everything from everywhere, like, all the time. Dude, have a normal light on.
And there are night lights that you could have a nice little soft light on.
Or just leave on, like, a small, like, little lamp.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just leave a lamp on, little one. At night.
Like, I'm always, you don't have to make it 10 times more creepy if something is there.
Yeah, because I like, if I have to get up in the middle of the night, I do want some kind of light on in my house.
I don't want a red light, though.
No, me either. It says, as I lay on a red velvet Victorian-era couch, too scared to fall asleep, I noticed movement coming from the dining room slash kitchen. I noticed the movement of a shadow that was cast onto the beam. But the shadow was like no shadow I had ever seen. It was spiky and triangular and moved side to side. It kind of reminded me of old-timey plays where the ocean was a cardboard cutout that two people moved side to side to give the illusion of the movement of the ocean. And the shadow was very defined, but there was nothing I could possibly think of that would give off that shadow, especially coming from my kitchen in the middle of the night. I would look at it and look away too scared to try to figure out what it could be. But every time it caught my eye, it would start moving faster. It finally got too scary for me to handle. I ran to my mom's door, banging and kicking it and screaming for them to let me in. The worst part is that my mom's room was the closest room to the kitchen. And as I stood at the doorway waiting for them to open the door, whatever was casting the shadow was directly behind me. I could feel a presence there, and it seemed like I waited for an eternity for them to open the door. After that, things got much more active in the house. I could hear someone walking around the house, but no one was home but me. I was an only child of a single mom, so I was often alone in the house. It escalated to the point of the entity often pulling my hair while I was doing homework.
That's creepy.
That's really creepy.
Would not like that to happen.
No, homework's bad enough sometimes, but something pulling your hair?
Maybe you just need to get the good old cross and the holy water and go, the power of Christ compels you.
That's not a bad idea. Because it also says random gusts of wind would blow my homework papers around.
Yeah.
The power of whatever you just said.
The power of Christ compels you from The Exorcist. It's from The Exorcist.
It got so bad that from the minute I walked in the door from school until I fell asleep at night, I could see a dark, cloudy shadow follow me into every room except the bathroom. I could see it at all times. It would hover against the walls and ceilings and move faster around the room if I decided to follow it with my eyes. I could see it clearly even when all the lights were turned off in the room. I told my mother, but she would always dismiss me. I think she was too scared to actually believe me. I think the most unsettling thing about the experience is that we had a terrible string of bad luck while living in the house. We were broken into twice. That boyfriend who I hated ended up being a total asshole, and towards the end of their relationship, he became violent and even went as far as changing the locks in our own house on us. We had to stay at my grandma's house a few weeks while we got that problem sorted out. But the worst...
Leave him.
He is a bad person. I almost wonder if some of this is connected to him.
Just that bad energy.
But worst of all, I ended up getting sick with cancer in that house. Once I get sick, all activity stopped. I ended up recovering, and since I've been in remission, we moved when I was about 15. I don't know if my sickness has anything to do with that entity or if it was just a terrible coincidence. But it is strange that all activity stopped once I started my chemo treatments. I'd like to hear your guys' take on the situation. Sorry this is so long. I absolutely love the show. I will write in with more stories, notably the creepiest thing that happened to me in that house. It still gives me anxiety thinking about it. So I don't know. Do you think the bad, like this entity darkness could have caused these bad things to happen?
Definitely.
Or you do think it had something to do with it?
Yeah. And honestly, I think like the bad entity like already just like started out to be negative, but I also think it like drawled in more negative energy, like with the boyfriend, like how horrible he was, and then the cancer. It's just a whole bunch of like bad energy one after another.
Cause it just, I'm looking back at the beginning of that story. I think the activity started before he moved in, because it said,
yeah,
I would often get the feeling of heavy dread, and then I would bolt out of my room into my mom's room. But then after the guy, he or she actually started seeing things after the guy started came around. So I wonder if things ramped up because they had such a negative person in the house and a dark energy type of person. You know those people who just give you bad vibes by meeting them? It's like,
yeah.
He kind of sounds like that. Like, who yells at a little kid and locks the door so the kid who's scared at night can't get to their parent? Like, who does that? A really crappy person does that. So, I don't know. I wonder if it just got more dark because of him. Because I think that things can feed off negative energy like that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But
I also think it could like draw, like almost like draw in more negative energy, like as time goes on, like create more energy and like not only create, but like just like draw it in, like almost like a magnet, just like a magnet of bad energy.
I hate the thought of her cancer being caused by a dark entity.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. I kind of like to think that the cancer would have happened anyway, just because that would be some kind of power for something. I don't like the idea of something really dark in your home bringing on something so horrific as cancer.
Yeah.
But thank God, like, she or he made it through the cancer and went into remission after that. That's just a horrible way to live.
Yeah.
And that guy, what a creepy guy to change the locks on their apartment. And I just have the feeling he had something to do just ramping that up. But I also, it sounds like their whole life they have lived in places like that. And because it says, I might have an entity following me.
Yeah.
Or we have a knack for picking haunted places to live.
This is why you research your homes before moving in.
If you can, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we've got another one today. Here's a call.
My name is Kaylee, and I live in Houston, Texas. I've been listening for a couple years now. It's taken me a long time to call in. I actually come from a long line of sensitives on my mom's side. My grandmother actually used to see car accidents that had happened in the past, and they weren't actually there, so that's kind of cool but kind of freaky. My mom is more sensitive to energies, and this story is actually about her. So back when I was in elementary school, we had a neighbor who my mom was very, very, very close to. They had a very deep connection, and our families hung out all the time. And unfortunately, circumstances with jobs, they moved to Ohio, where she found out she had cancer and unfortunately passed away when I was in middle school. Very big loss for my family, and most, you know, unfortunate my mom with the deep connection she had. But before she had passed away, our family friend had told my mom that if she passed first, or they both promised each other, whoever passed first would give an indication to the other person that they were okay and that they had made it. So I believe it was maybe a year later, we went to the movies and we saw The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Spoiler alert, in the part where the young girl is dying, you know, it's a very sad moment and we're all crying. And, you know, we think it's just, you know, my mom's sobbing and we think it's just the movie. And we find out after that she actually heard this friend in her voice very clearly in her ear say, "I'm here." And that was like her verification that she had passed over and that everything was okay. Very, very sweet moment. And I'm glad that my mom actually was able to have that, you know, because some people, you know, they say, but, you know, you don't always get such a clear, clear message like that. And my mom has actually consulted a psychic medium since this passing and has had confirmation, too, that in a past life they were sisters. And, you know, she was like, she was very protective, wasn't she? And like verified all these things. And it's just really cool to have that verification. Now, I believe she still reaches out to my mom occasionally. The most recently was this past fall, during Halloween, you know, like my mom saw this candy and like she had a craving for, Tootsie Roll Pops, which was this friend's favorite treat. She always loved the orange ones the best. And so my mom is unloading groceries. She bought two bags. She's just on the phone and she's unloading. She sets them down on the counter and then she turns around and perfectly laid out on the counter is an orange Tootsie Pop. Just like nothing had been opened. Nothing had been messed with. Like it's just sitting there outside of the bag. And she just gets there and she's like, hold on a second. And she lets the person go and she just smiles and she just thinks of her friend. And I think it's just really great that, you know, we get these heartwarming moments where, you know, we can, you know that our loved ones are doing okay and watching over us. And it's just very, very affirmational, and especially with the bond that they had. So, yeah, that is the story that I have regarding my mom. I don't have experiences myself, despite coming from a lens of sensitives. I think when I was younger, everything terrified me. My family loved the ghost shows, and so I think I shut it down pretty quickly because my mom thinks that I would be sensitive, and I'm just not open to it, which I'm okay with. But sometimes I think it would be neat. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing out on, but I think it's these stories in particular were really cool to share. I'll definitely call in the future if I have my own. Hopefully they're as sweet as this one. But I hope y'all have a great day, and thank you for listening. Bye.
I do think that is a very sweet story.
I do. I really do. Just like how it was just perfectly sitting there, like nothing had been messed with, no candy bags had been opened or anything. It was just sitting there.
And it's like the perfect kind of sign that only she would get. Like if her daughter brought in the groceries and that happened, might not have thought a thing about it. But the fact that it happened to her. And then the deal when they went to the movies and then she heard her friend go, "I'm here." I think that's beautiful.
I feel like that would be a little bit creepy, but like if you know the voice, then yeah, it's actually really sweet.
And they were like promised each other that they would give each other a sign.
Yeah.
You know, when you die, what's time? You know, doesn't it seem like If you live another 50 years, your loved one, what's time on that side? There's no such thing as time, right? Do whatever you want. You could be here, you could be there. I don't know how it works, but when I hear stories like that, it just makes me feel like there is a bigger connection with the ones that you lose in your life. And I like to think that that connection's there because it is a profound, difficult loss when you lose a friend like that.
Yeah.
And then I, too, wonder, like, the daughter, the girl who called in, you know, I think that she could have some experiences at some point. I just think sometimes things are just going to cut through when she needs it to. Might not be something that's every day, but I bet she has an experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I liked that one so much.
I did too. I thought it was like a very sweet story.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We'd like to hear it. Call in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. With that, you'll get the advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts, go through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us online, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.